Hello, I'm Denise Lowe. Above the Dreamless Dead, World War I in Poetry and Comics, edited by Chris Duffy, is one of the selections for this season's High Plains Public Radio Book Club. Today, I want to look at some of the fine poems in this illustrated anthology. Joining of words and images is part of our daily screen time lives. Poetry, the oldest literature, adapts to these times and still has the ability to gut-punch audience members. Here is one with a little bit of humor in it about a rat in the trenches, called Break of Day in the Trenches by Isaac Rosenberg. The darkness crumbles away. It is the same old druid time as ever, only a living thing leaps my hand, a queer, sardonic rat. As I pull the parapet's poppy to stick behind my ear, droll rat, they would shoot you if they knew your cosmopolitan sympathies. Now you have touched this English hand. You will do the same to a German. No doubt it will be your pleasure to cross the sleeping green between. It seems you inwardly grin as you pass strong eyes, fine limbs, haughty athletes. Less chanced than you for life, bonds to the whims of murder, sprawled in the bowels of the earth, the torn fields of France. What do you see in our eyes at the shrieking iron and flame hurled through still heavens? What quaver, what heart aghast? Poppies whose roots are in men's veins drop, and we are ever dropping, but mine in my ears is safe, just a little white with the dust. Rudyard Kipling is a more well-known poet represented in Above the Dreamless Dead. I know him from children's stories, but his verse related to World War I is striking. This is from a collection of epitaphs that Kipling wrote about the war. Here is another, not in the book, entitled An Only Son. I have slain none except my mother. She, blessing her slayer, died of grief for me. I have slain none except my mother. She, blessing her slayer, died of grief for me. So those are some poems that come from Above the Dreamless Dead. How these vivid literary works convey the emotions of this terrible great war that was supposed to end all wars. This is Denise Lowe, a regular contributor to High Plains Public Radio and second Poet Laureate of Kansas. I'm enjoying the 2018 Spring Reads theme, World War I Perspectives.
The HPPR Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the High Plains.
Ten thousand words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed. I wrote or read them all, went searching in the swarm, still can't find how to hold my hand.